This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Al-Azazi. We're coming to another episode of Rock Ramadan 2017, day 27th. So I really hope that you have enjoyed your odd night, the night of the 27th last night. And I hope that you all have made lots of du'a and charity and read Quran and made a lot of prayers. And we still, again, you know, living with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to implement these names into our lives. You know, when we talked about the name of Allah, Al-Wadud, let's make it today and for the rest of the month of Ramadan, you know, day of love. You know, because so let's live with this name of Al-Wadud. Everywhere you go, you know, with your children, alhamdulillah, with your spouse, try to express those feelings, bring them out, inshallah ta'ala. You know, say that, you know, go to them and tell them how you feel about them, you know, in terms of, you know, the affection. Show that affection to them, you know, that hugs and the sayings of that you show that you care. And this is one of the ways to, again, live with the name of Allah, Al-Wadud. But the name which I really want to cover now is the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab. Such a very, a beautiful name, Al-Wahhab. The one who bestows, the bestower, the ultimate bestower, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Al-Wahhab, you know, there's a difference between this name, Al-Wahhab, and Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq is when, you know, is the provider, right? The provider. But with Ar-Razzaq, you've got to work, you've got to make an effort, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you and sustain you from His rizq. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. You know, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Walk on the, you know, in this land on earth. You know, work. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهَا. And eat from the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab is different. Al-Wahhab, you don't have to make no effort. Al-Wahhab is the bestower who bestows on you his unexpected gift. And this is why people who really know this name, this is the ultimate name, really. If you were to know this name and live with it, this is the name where you really need to make that dua with, you know, and asking for, not, you know, anything, asking for the khair of this life and the khair of the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Al-Wahhab, you know, but in fact, I need to deserve something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His gift upon me, Al-Wahhab, right? You know, Maryam, alayhi salam, for instance, if you look at Mary, what did she do to deserve? What she was special, Mary, you know, alayhi salam. She used to like to do a few things, like she used to like ibadah. She used to like to serve the worshippers, you know, and she also, she gave her time in the house of the worship to serve the worshippers. She did something special for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow hiba on her. And the hiba that Allah has bestowed on her is her son, Isa alayhi salam. You know, this is such a very beautiful name if we were to dwell really and dig deep into it, learn more about it. In fact, I want to say something more about this beautiful name of Allah, Al-Wahhab, and how to implement it in our lives, especially for those brothers and sisters who are, in fact, wishing for righteous children. We can tell you, inshallah ta'ala, more about this beautiful name. Until another episode of Rock Ramadan 2017, I say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.